بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. As we explained before, the background of these ayat are when the Aus and Khazraj, who were the two tribes in Medina Sharif, and before accepting Islam, they were always at war with each other, and they fought great wars against each other. By the barakat of Islam, they became friends and very close and bosom friends of one another. One time, when a Jew saw this, he could not take it. His jealousy did not allow, and he reminded them of the days of before, how they used to fight. Their thoughts came to them, and they pulled their swords to fight again against one another. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was informed of this and came and spoke to them and told them, how can you people do an act of kufr, that is fighting, and prepare to take the lives of one another after that Allah had given you iman and I'm still here amongst you people. They understood and they again put their swords away, made tawbah, and again embraced one another, and as before they became close and bosom friends with each other. So Allah Ta'ala warned us in the previous ayat and in this ayat that don't fall prey to the plans and the plotting of the non-Muslims, the Jews, whoever they are. As this Jew got them to almost fight with one another again, Allah said, be careful of that. And the main thing for that is taqwa. Ittaqullah haqqa tuqati. Have taqwa, that is the first thing a person must develop in order to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And it must be developed to this extent, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that you don't die but in the condition that you have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Udkhulu fi silmi kaaf, enter into Islam fully and completely. Let there be nothing of kufr in your lives. Their lifestyle, imitating them, their holidays, their education, their planning of the houses, whatever it is, shun that completely. Have a complete Islamic lifestyle. And now, referring particularly, that was general, the basis for to bring this into one's life. And then particularly referring to that condition of the Aus and Khazraj, where they were fighting, almost going to fight with one another, Allah Ta'ala said, on the other hand, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, or مَزْبُوتْ pakro rassi Allah ki sab milkan, and hold very firmly at Islam, very firmly, which in the hadith comes, like hold on to something with your molars, the teeth at the back. That is the thing, if you just hold it with the front teeth, it can still slip out of your mouth. Hold it firmly with your back teeth. In other words, hold on to it very firmly. And all of you together, that is, have this unity amongst you, that there be no disunity amongst you. But this very ayat also explains unity on what? Today many people are calling for unity, but on falsehood, where they are breaking the laws of Allah, and they said we must still live as friends and brothers with one another. That is totally against Islam and totally abhorred in Islam. This unity is on the commands of Allah. There can never be unity on batil and falsehood. Unity is on haq, as Allah explains here. وَاتَصِمُوا is the plural. That is, all of you hold very firmly, everyone. So then there will be no disunity. If all hold firmly onto what? بِحَبْلِلَّهِ, the rope of Allah, which is the Quran Sharif. Hold firmly on the teachings of the Quran, not things which are against the Quran Sharif, like intermingling of sexes and mixing freely with other women, whether it is even in our religious institutes, or whether it is on the TV, on panel discussions, wherever it might be. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. No interfaith business. That is all. No unity on the wrong things. No unity on photography, videoing, likes, the YouTube, etc., all the haram things, there is no unity ever on that. Unity is on bihablillah, on the rope of Allah, the commands of Allah, as explained in the hadith. Jami'an, all of you. If all unite on the, if we all see what are the laws of Allah, and even if there are disputes and disunity, then don't see what the people say. Don't see what is expedient and what we should be doing at that time. But look in the book of Allah and see on that what are the laws of Allah and unite on that. If that is done, the whole ummah will be united and batil can never stand against the Muslims then. The falsehood can never stand, but when we are divided, when we want to follow the wrong things, and we want everyone to unite with us on the wrong things, how sinister, how evil, what terrible consequences will there be if all unite on the batil and falsehood. If all the crooks unite, if all the drug lords unite, we can imagine what chaos there will be. Governments won't be able to run the government and the country if all the wrong people, they unite with one another. How many a prisoner who goes to prison and is with other prisoners and he learns all the tricks of how to rob, how to do wrong, and he becomes a hardened prisoner, a criminal. He comes out worse than when he went on. Now they're calling it rehabilitation facility, where they correct you, correctional services. But when they mix with the wrong people, unite with them, they become worse also. Unite with the right people in the right places. So وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And don't be divided amongst yourself. Don't go follow the wrong ways which will bring division amongst you. Be united on the right thing, and then Allah's help is with those people also. And when you people go on the wrong, and now there is division, Allah's help goes away. And if the right people have to unite with the wrong people, and on the wrong things, then not only does Allah's help go away, Allah's azab comes down then. And as we are witnessing in the world today, that this is what is happening. We see with the Bani Israel, when they were forbidden to fish on Saturday, they made their tricks and plans that they won't fish on Saturday, but they did the same thing on Sunday. But they just played tricks with Allah Ta'ala. Then there were those people who stopped them from doing that. But in spite of stopping them, they still kept on socializing, mixing, talking, eating, drinking, socializing with them. When Allah's punishment came, these people were included, those who stopped them, but they still mixed with those people. They still went to their gatherings, etc. Then Allah's azab came on those people as well. So we are commanded that we all unite on the truth and stand for the truth. And in that way, we will become a strong nation. Unity brings strong, makes a nation very strong. Even if they are few in number, even in outward means, arms, forces, they have very little. But they have unity, and unity on the truth. Allah's help is with those people, and nobody can overpower them. So great lessons for us in this. May Allah make it that we understand it and not mislead the people, that all must unite and unite on the wrong things. People who are doing wrong also, keep quiet about it. Say yes, there is difference of opinion. And let them carry on with their doing their wrong things also. That Allah's help will never come on that. Allah's help comes when we unite on the truth and the right things. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.